The post can bring down a minig that during the 3 weeks, the Ben HaMitzarim, Yudzayin Tammuz, the Tisha B'Av, Tov, it's best to refrain from a Shechi Yano. Just to point out, there are different types of Shechi Yano. There's a Shechi Yano we make on Yontif. So whether the woman lights the candles, some make Shechi Yano there, although Rav Shechter and I think Rav Yaakov Emden prefer it to be by Kiddush time. But nevertheless, there's a Shechi Yano on the Kiddushas Hayom. So we make it on Yom Kippur and all the different Yom Tovim. And there's another Shechi Yano we make on a mitzvah of Shofar, Dalamina, mitzvah of Sheino Tadir that comes Miman Lizman. So these two sides of Shechi Yano are a Chiyav. That is a Kiddushas Hayom. You have to make a Shechi Yano, and in fact, that's as some point out. That's why we assume by candle lighting, you could light candles and have in mind not to makabel yantav or Shabbos. But if you make a Shechi Yano, you're makabel yantav bal karcha. So therefore, you better make, so on Yom Kippur, once you make the Shechi Yano, you can't go in the car anymore. So those are two different types of Shechi Yano. Shechi Yano we're talking about here is the Shechi Yano, which is a rishus. You're making on a new clothing, new fruit, something that generates excitement. So, of course, there's the famous Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik that they were against saying Shechi Yano pretty much today, you know, on the optional Shechi Yano. In other words, Rav Moshe wrote about a global fruitopia today, and he passed away in 1986. You could basically get any fruit you want for a couple of extra bucks. So therefore, there's no real new fruit that's around. And also, Rav Soloveitchik used to say, back in the day, it was very rare. They bought a bar mitzvah suit, a wedding suit. Today, you know, every sales, or there used to be the Sims Bash or whatever, used to go. So therefore, their Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik were generally, unless you're really excited about something, they thought maybe perhaps best not to make a Shechi Yano. But let's assume a Shechi Yano Rishus, let's say someone is excited. On clothing, a new fruit. It obviously has to be a new fruit also that you like. Like some people, like they find this crazy fruit they can't stand just to make a Shechi Yano on. That's not so simple. Anyway, when you do it on Rosh Hashanah, you probably assume anyway the Shechi Yano is okay. Or on the other Yom Tovim. We assume it's probably going to count anyway, but that's part of the issue there. So nevertheless, so that's the minhag, tov not to say Shechi Yano. So why, what's the problem with saying Shechi Yano? Shechi Yano, we're going to lazman hazeh, because it's not a happy time. It's the ben hamitzarim, so therefore it's best to refrain from Shechi Yano. So are there types of Shechi Yano that you can make? So yes, yeah, so the poskim. So Rav Moshe, I think, has a tshuva, others as well, about, is the difference between making the bracha Tov U'Meitiv versus Shechi Yano. A Tov U'Meitiv, you're allowed to make on the 3 weeks, because it's nothing, you're not, the problem with Shechi Yano is Lazman Hazeh, you don't say in a Tov U'Meitiv. Where does it come up, a Tov U'Meitiv? So Rav Moshe was talking about, let's say you buy a car, and let's assume it's a car that your whole family's going to benefit from, so then you can make a Tov U'Meitiv. Shechi Yano is only when it's for yourself. For instance, the old minhag or the halacha is that when a boy is born, so we make a Tov U'Meitiv. But when a girl is born, so they don't bring down to make a bracha. However, the poets can say one can make a Shechi Yano. It's no worse than, and of course a lot better, but no worse than seeing a friend you haven't seen for 30 days. Therefore, you make, cause back in the day, there was no communication. You didn't know if the person was alive, dead, so therefore you made a Shechi Yano. Wow, you were excited to see him. However, once you saw him, you can't make a Shechi Yano 10 days later. So, similarly here, the post can say, so you have to make a Shechi Yano when the baby's born. So you can't wait another, you can't wait, because then you've seen the baby, so you can't make the Shechi Yano. Like, the poskim say, a fruit that's going to spoil, so then obviously you make a shachriyenu now. Some say wait to, preferably to wait for Shabbos or not, but you make a shachriyenu. So similarly here, you make a shachriyenu. So the Raram, so it's, again, so the shachriyenu of Kedushas Hayom, shachriyenu of a mitzvah, we're not talking about. We're talking about the shachriyenu of Rishus. Rav Moshe was against, making shachriyenu on fruits. It's a global fruitopia. Rav Salavashik on the suits and other clothing. But other yet, people have minhagim to do. So if you are going to do it, so we say a tova meitiv you can make. However, shachriyenu is generally more problematic. However, if you have a baby girl, one can make a shachriyenu because it's like seeing a friend in 30 days, and therefore you can't wait to after. It's like if the fruit's going to spoil, we say to make a shachriyenu. And it's best, if you can, depending on the case, going to some, it's okay to make a shachriyenu on Shabbos. If you're going to make a shachriyenu and have an option, you might as well wait for Shabbos.